We are learning Masechtas Baba Metzia, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, approximately 12 lines from the bottom, Tani Rav Chia. We know there's a halacha called Moideh B'Miksas, that if Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, I don't owe you $100, I owe you $50. The halacha is, you make a shvua on the other $50 that he's denying, because that's called Moideh B'Miksas, and we learn from the Torah, from the Pasuk Kiyuzed, Echayiv Shvua by Moideh B'Miksas. Tani Rabbi Chia, Manali B'Yadchav, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, but Allah ima eilech v'yad klum. Here he says he denies the entire thing. I don't owe you anything. But, v'aidim ha'idim ha'isai, sheshloi chamishim zuz. Eidim ha'meyid, that he does owe 50 zuz. So it means, instead of being Moideh B'Miksas, there are eidim that saying that he owes 50 zuz. Noisen loi chamishim zuz. The halacha is that he pays 50 zuz. And that because the Edom are saying that he pays chai 50 zuz, Yishav al Ashar, and he swears on the rest. Now, even though he was not Moideh B'Miksas, he denied the entire thing. But since Edom are coming and saying he owes 50, and he has to pay that 50, therefore it's Ke'ilu is Moideh B'Miksas. Why? Shloitei Adas Piv Gedoyla Madas Edom. Adas Baal Din should not be better than Adas Edom. If Hadas but Piv makes you chai of a shua, so of course Adas Edom. Make Kavachaymer from the Kavachaymer. We'll see what the Kavachaymer is on our base. So Rav Chia says halacha that Moideh B'Miksas is considered Moideh B'Miksas even for not Moideh. If Edom say that I owe $50, then even though I denied the whole thing, Shimon denied the whole $100, he still makes a shvua of Moideh B'Miksas because Edom is saying he's chai 50. And Rav Chia brings a raya from our Mishnah. V'tana tuna. It's our first Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Shtayim Eichsim V'talas, Zeh Oimei Ani Metzasiyah V'Zeh Oimei Metzasiyah. Each one's saying they found that they own the whole thing. V'hocha, Kivin the Tafsi, the part that I'm grabbing onto, let's say half, is Anan Sadid My Tafsi Dehu. That's Edom saying that's mine. And now, on the other half, there's no Edom. On that, my Tafes Hayidehu, V'ktani Yeshava. The Gemara thinks now that the Shvua in our Mishnah is a Shvua D'Araisa, and it's a Shvua because Moideh B'Miksas. Because here, we have, let's say Reuben's telling Shimon, you have my entire talus, and I have Edom that half the talus is mine, because I'm holding on to that. The Muchzik's like it's Edis. So half of it is mine, because I'm holding on to it. The other half, I'm demanding that you, that's mine, give it back to me. And you're denying it. But half, there's Edom saying that half is mine. So here, there's a Moideh B'Miksas with Edom, and says make a Shvua. He's only not being Moideh, but the Edom are saying on half, and there's a Shvua. So you see that Edom could require a Shvua, just like Moideh B'Miksas requires Shvua. Even though L'Chaira, you can ask a simple question, L'Chaira, on the other half, he has Edom. The other guy has Edom, because he's holding the other half. The Gemara will ask that question later on, Dalad. But now the Gemara thinks that it's a Raya that we see that Edom could require a Shvua, just like Hoidah being Moideh requires a Shvua. So the Gemara says Vayita like this. Now the Gemara is going to analyze Rav Chia's halacha. We'll get back to the raya from the Mishnah on Daf Dalad. Now it says over here that Hidah's Piv should not be better than Da's Edom because of Kav HaChomer. So the Gemara says, why would you think, Taka, without the Kav HaChomer, that Da's Piv is better than Edom? My Shleitei Da's Piv, G'dom Da's Edom Kav HaChomer. Why would you say that Dafka by Moida yourself, Yechayev HaShvua, and not by Edom? What would be reason to think that? So Gemara says, this is the reason. Shloitaymar, Haidah's Piv, who the Ram Yerachmano Shvua Allah. Maybe you would say, Dafka, when someone's Moideh, that's where we make a Shvua. What's the reason? And the Gemara goes into a few lines to explain the reason why, the reason behind the Shvua of Moideh B'Miksas. Kidderabba, Dama Rabba, Bnei Mamar Tayre Moideh B'Miksas a tiny Yeshava. And what the Gemara means to ask, Rashi and Tosfos both say similar things, that the Gemara's question is, why is a Moideh B'Miksas Chayav a Shvua? In the contrary, he's trying to be nice. He's saying, I owe 50. So he has a migu. He could have said he owes nothing. He said, I owed 50. So why that mechayev shua? If I carry it, it should be a migu. So what's the reason chayev shua? The answer is like this. There's a chazaka, a person would not deny the entire chayev after the guy did him a favor by lending him money. And really, he wants to deny the whole thing. He really does not want to pay anything. So why wasn't he kaifer? Not because he's being nice, he's being a migu, because he could have kaifer the whole thing. He couldn't be kaifer the whole thing. Because he would never be such a chutzpah yak and say that I don't owe anything. So he couldn't say that. He wanted to say that, but he couldn't say that. So now we make a shvua that now he's moida on half, we make a shvua on the other half. Because he was that much on half, he had the kaiches to be meis, but on the whole thing, he couldn't do that. So now we make a shvua in order that he should pay the whole thing. So v'hai bekula by the loydele. So now the Gemara is by varning a new question according to Rashi. So chayra, why don't you say that since he's lying on the other half, we know he's lying, we're assuming he's lying, so then what's the reason why we make a shvua l'chayra if he's lying, so then he'll make a shvua sheker also. So the Gemara says, no, really he wants to be moed on the whole thing. He's not shebeganav. He wants to push it off. He doesn't have the money. So the Torah says, Rami shvua la kehechid loy devikul. In order to be moed on the whole thing. So the Gemara is saying, as far off, moed mixes like this. He doesn't have a migu because he's scared to deny the whole thing because the guy did him a favor. And really wants to deny the whole thing. He just can't. I let him be moed on the whole thing. He doesn't have money. So therefore he says, you know what, I only owe 50, and the other 50 I don't owe you, and then really he plans on trying to get the money. So he's not considered a chashur ashwasa because he's not really a ganiv. He's just pushing it down the road. He doesn't really want to deny it, he just wants to push it down the road. Therefore he's not considered a ganiv, and therefore we'll believe him with a shvua. Aval hadas eidim lekamei mahachi eimaloi. So, but Hadas Edim, there, L'chayra Dirish Chayshid, he'll make a Shvua Sheka. Why? Like Rashi explains, because here, he was Kafa B'Kulai. He's denied the entire thing, and he's a proven liar, because Edim is saying he owes 50. So here, by Edim, he's a proven liar, L'chayra, a Shvua should not work, because he should be Chashar HaShvuasa. You should say, it's Chashar HaMayna, Chashar HaShvuasa. Kamash Lon, the Kav HaChomer, we'll see what the Kav HaChomer is soon, but the Kav HaChomer says, no, you even chayev a shvua when you have Edom. Break the Ritva, that I don't understand. What does it help a Kav HaChomer? If the problem is that he's clearly a proven liar because you have Edom, and that's why we don't let him make a shvua, so what does it help you have a Kav HaChomer? Because Kav HaChomer says that even Edom chayev a shvua. But Lama says he's a proven liar. So how allow him to make a shvua? It's a pella. What's the Kav HaChomer? Zay Frek the Ritva. The Ritva answers, I'll read this last one. It says, Kamashvon Kavachaymer, the Baha'i Duchta, loy name of the Chashar HaMayna. The Kavachaymer Kuvah tells us that we're not going to be Chashid, they're not Chashar HaMayna. The Dilma, Iu Nami Mishum HaShmata Kama. He also is just pushing it off. The Hoyada, the Vadik Eidim, he knows his Eidim here. Vehei Chaye Kaifer, he knows his Eidim. And how is he Kaifer? Teretz says, he was just trying to push it off. He knew he wasn't going to win this one. There's Eidim there. He was trying to push it off, and therefore, he's not a proven liar. He's just trying to push it down the road, and that's the Kamashwan Gufa, that he's not considered Chashar HaMayna. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Tois has a different pshat in the Bekula Boy Deloidle. We're not going to get into it right now, but Tois has a different pshat in the whole Gemara. We're going to learn Rashi's pshat that it's all about varning Choshar Amayna Choshar Ashwasa. Now, what is the Kav HaChomer? What's the Kav HaChomer? Just like Piv is Mechayev, Shua Mayda Mixaz, for sure Edim, because if Piv is Chayev, for sure Edim Mechayev, it means Edim is much better. So, what's the Kav HaChomer? Or my Kav HaChomer? Kav HaChomer goes like this. Your mouth that can't mechayev yourself money, mechayev shua. You mechayev shua, moida mixas. Edim, if two edim come and say yechayev, shemechayev moise mamon, and edim shemechayev moise shua, for sure yechayev shua. Because edim much better than piv. Piv can't mechayev mamon, edim could mechayev mamon. Freight the Gemara, is that true? Or piv ain't mechayev mamon? Vadas vadin kim edim dom. The halacha is that if someone's moida, that he owes money, he's believed like 100 edim, he pays the money. Of course he's mechayev mamon. What kind of kavachayim is that? Pakaret. Piv is better. So tomorrow, no, my mamon knas. Or my piv, when you're moida, she'ei mechayev knas. Moida beknas is potter. So your mouth cannot be mechayev yourself. Knas, still it's mechayev shvua, still by moida mixas. Your mouth is mechayev shvua. Edim she mechayev moise knas. Edim that's mechayev knas. But two edim come say that you stole, you're going to be kefal. Which kefil is knas, edim shechayev shua, shua mechayev shua. So Gemara is saying, edim is much more chomer than piv. Piv can't mechayev himself knas, but edim could mechayev himself knas, so for sure, it'll be chayev the shua of moedim mixas. Zog Gemara, no, I'm a percha. Ma'ala piv, piv has a ma'ala over edim, shechayev mechayev a carbon. If you're moedim chayev a carbon, then you bring a carbon. Toyim ba'edim, shechayev mechayev is a carbon. If edim come and say you're chayev a carbon, you say, no, I'm not chayev a carbon. The lach is, you're not bring a carbon. It says in the pasuk, oh, heidai love. The pasuk says when you chayev a carbon, it says, heidai love chatos eshechotav, hevi karbonoi, sirus izim tamim, on a keva al chatos eshechotav. Heidai love, lo yishadu acherim, Rashi says. But not when someone else tells you about it. So if you yourself can mechayev yourself a carbon, but Edom can't. So Piv has a mila. Maybe Piv's on mechayev a shvua because Piv has a mila that it can mechayev himself a carbon. Mashaken Edom cannot mechayev you a carbon. So tomorrow, like Kasha, Rav Chiyo makes the Kav HaChomer, doesn't hold it up here. Why? Because he holds Edom could be mechayev you a carbon. Karab Meir Svirle, Doma Edom mechayev is a carbon, Mekav HaChomer. He holds that, Rav Meir holds that if Edom can mechayev you misa, can mechayev you a carbon. That's the Kav HaChomer. That's not into the Mishnah. Omru lo yishnayim achal techelev. Two Edom come over to Reuven and said, you ate chalev, you chayev a carbon. V'hu am aloya chalti, and he said, I did not eat. Rameir mechayev, Rameir odichayev, v'chom patrim, and chom odipotim. Om Rameir, meviu shnayim v'dei misa chamura, if two Edom could come and mechayev someone, misa kill someone, loyviu l'idei carbon akal, you think it can't make you mechayev a carbon, which is a kaparo? Om aloya, born say back, ma in your tzolomar, mezer yisa. You fought there. Loch is, the only chayev carbon b'shoigig. By amazing, the overlap amazing, not chayev a carbon. So here, you ever laugh shechayev carbon? It's amazing, not chayev a carbon. So here he could have said mezid yisi. So therefore he has a migu. And Rashi learns that pshat under Rabbanon, the reason why your potter is even if you have edim because Rameir is tiny good. Edim chayev you misa v'shok v'chayev you carbon. Rabbanon say no. Here he's believed with a migu because he could have said I'm amazed. If he would have said even if edim come say I ate it, yeah, I said yeah, I did it on purpose. So then you could have said mezid yisi would not be chayev a carbon. So now that you said lo yachalti, you believe with a migu that you could have said mezid. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. So there's a kasha on Rashi. I lechayr it's a migu makam edim. If you have a migu makam edim, not believe. So the Ramban answers is exeris a kosev lo yishidu acherim is that he's neman more than edim. He's neman more edim. So then the kasha is what do you need migu for? Stam you neman more edim. The reason is because if not for the migu, you would say that he's making a mistake. That he, of course he's neman more, but he's making a mistake. The edim saying he did it. Did you say he didn't eat it? The edim saw. On that, you believe with a migu that you believe connected to Edom. But be'etzem, the reason why you never bring a carbon is because you have your own nemanis. By it comes to carbon, your own nemanis to bring a carbon. Again, here Tais has a different pshat in the Gemara. Why your neman for carbon? Ayin Sham, we're going again with Rashi's pshat in this whole sugya. So Hakapon, what are we holding now? We had here Rabbi Chiya said a Kav Chaymer that Piv is better than Edom. That Edom is better than Piv. Rather, Piv Edom is better than Piv. Why? Because Ma'aduch. Piv can't be chayev knas. It's chayev shvua. Edim is chayev knas. Shvua is chayev shvua. It's more like a pircha. I piv is chayev carbon. Not edim. Saying no, we look at mayor that you chayev that you can edim could be mechayev a carbon. So more says I have another pircha. Elamala piv she came mechayev asham. The piv could be chayev asham when he's moida. Let's say he swore and it was chayev mama and he swore and he was moida afterwards. Lucky he brings a karen chayev shvashim. We learned at the end of Baba Kama. So there you see a piv can be chayev a carbon. And not Edom. So you see, Piv is better than Edom. Elamab, Malo Piv, Shkim Chayiv Oshom. He's like, no, Oshom, I know carbon. And we just said that according to Rameh, you could be Chayiv a carbon. So if you're Rameh, you could be Chayiv a carbon. Elos, it's not a Pircha, because Edom is the same thing. Elamala Piv, I'll try another Pircha. Malo Piv is better, and that's why it's Chayiv a Shvuah, because Malo Piv, Shkim Chayiv a Chaymish. You can be Chayiv a Chaymish. Edom, not Chayiv a Chaymish. You add Hoydah, you're not Chayiv a Chaymish. Holikasha, Rabbi Chiya Karameh is really. Rabbi Chiya holds Karameh, and Rameh holds Kehecha, the Mechayev Le Karbim, Kavachayim, just like we have a Karbim, Kavachayim, that Madach Tu Edom can bring the Misa, for sure brings the Karbim, Mechayev Le Chaymish, Kavachayim also. He's Mechayev, Edom, Mechayev Le Chaymish also, with a Kavachayim, if Madach can bring it to Misa, of course he brings it to Chaymish. So it's not a Pircha, because in Echanami, Edom will be the same power as Piv. So I'll try another one. Elamal Piv, Shekain Enoi Bachoshev Azama. The halacha is, if you're moida, hidah asfaldin, there's no way someone could disprove you. You win always. If Edom comes and say you're not saying the truth, the hidah asfaldin wins over that. Same thing with Hazama. You always win. Hidah asfaldin always wins. Masha'in ked Edom, if two Edom come and contradict those Edom, or say imanu ha'yisem, those Edom are not believed. So now you see Piv has a big milo. Milo Piv shkin ein b'chashav Hazama. Taim b'Edom, sheyeshav b'chashav Hazama. So you cannot learn a kavachaima from Piv, that just like Piv's chayv shua shua edim, because Piv is better. Piv does not have a chashav azama. Zachti Gemara, you're right. We'll have to make a different kavachaima. When we say that there's a kavachaimer on edim, it's not from Piv. It's from somewhere else. Ele asiyu me ed echad. We learn it from ed echad. Uma ed echad she'in mechayv imamo mechayv shua. The halach is the ed comes and says, Reuven owes Shimon money. So the halach is that you can't, you don't make Reuven pay, because ed echad is not enough. But Reuven has to swear that he doesn't owe anything. That much he does b'chayev. Eid echad is b'chayev v'shvuah. We know the pasuk says, lo yakum eid echad be'ish l'chol ovon l'chol chatos, l'chol ovon l'chol chatos v'zene kam. Ava l'shvuah kam. But he is kam l'shvuah. That's the halacha. So now the kavah chaymer is, if eid echad can b'chayev v'shvuah, even though he can b'chayev mamon, for sure eidim shem b'chayev v'se mamon, eidim shem b'chayev v'se shvuah, it's a very good kavah chaymer. No, it's not such a good kavachayim. Why? Mal eid echad shkena mashu meyed hu nishba. Eid echad, what do you make a shvua on? The thing he's made. He's made Reuven owes Shimon money. So Reuven has to swear on that. He doesn't owe money. Mashenkin here, we're trying to learn out a moida mixa shvua. Moida mixa shvua has nothing to do with what the eid said. It's what the eid didn't say is a shvua. When the eid made that he owes 50, so you have to make shvua on the other 50. So who say you learn out from eid echad? Let's read it inside. Mal eid echad shkein amashu meyedu nishba. Tayim ve'edim on top of Avdal and Aleph. Tayim ve'edim shamashu kafar nishba. It's on what he's denying is there a shvua. And therefore, who said you can learn from eid echad? Elo amra papa osi megilgul shvua. You'll learn out from Gilgul Shvua, which means Gilgul Shvua de Eidachad. Eidachad says that Reuven owes Shimon money, so Reuven now has to make a Shvua that he doesn't owe money, so that's on what he said, and now he can make Galgul from that to make a Shvua on something else. So you see by Eidachad, he can make you make a Shvua on something that they didn't say, because with Gilgul Shvua, the same thing by Eidim can make a Shvua on the mix of something he didn't say. Frank the Gemara, it's not a Dimyon. Mal Gilgul Shvua de Eidachad, can Shvua Gerer Shvua. There's a Shvua is Gerer is the Shvua. It's the Shvua that he's making, which is on the thing that the Eid is saying, is Gerer is not a Shvua. Tell me, Eidim, the Mamu Kamachayvi. All he's saying is Mamu. So who said he has a right to make another Shvua? Where do you see that? That you don't see already. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela Piv Yichiach. We're going to say Piv Yichiach, which means like this. We'll learn out together from Piv and Eidachad. Because Piv Yichiach, by Piv, you're not making a shvua on what you're being made. You're making a shvua on something else. So Piv Yichiach. Mamala Piv, she can't have Akasha. But Piv has a Maila, there's no Akasha. Eidecha Yichiach. So yes, the Akasha, and still Makai has a shvua. But Eidecha has a Maila, Maila Eidecha, she can't have Masha made or Nishba. That it's on what he's being made is a shvua. Tell me, Eidim Shah Masha Kafa or Nishba. But Eidim, it's what he's denying is there a shvua. So you go back to Piv Yichiach, where there's a shvua on what he's denying. Each one's milo is not the same. This has a milo, Piv has a milo, it's not by Chosha, and Eidach has a milo that it's on what he's saying. But Atzara Shavuz Bem, Shaydei Taina of a Kfira and Boim, that it's with a Taina and a Kfira, that the Tevea is Taina something and he's denying something. Benishvei Kishua, Af Ani, Avi Eidim, I also bring from this Ma'atzad Eidim, Shaydei Taina of a Kfira and Boim, Benishva, and they make a Shua. So Akaponim, right now what we're holding is like this. Rav Chia said that if Edom come and say they taka 50, you have to take a shvua on the other 50. Every not moida. And it's like moida mixas. Now how do you know he can mechayev shvua from a kavachayma? What is the kavachayma? The Gemara try to kavachayma from Piv directly. The Gemara says, no, Piv is better. There's no akasha v'azama. That was the final pircha. The Gemara says, okay, I'll learn from Eidecha. No, Eidecha is a mile. The shvua is on what the Eidecha is saying. So we're going to answer that it's a shava from both of them. We learn from Piv and Eidechad that there is a Mechayev Shvua. The same thing over here also. Eidim will be Mechayev Shvua when they say you owe 50. And Metzhem and tomorrow's daf will continue for after this Ma'atzad and continue a Pirchas Ma'atzad and go back to the Tana Tuna and go back to a new Tana Rav Chia and the Sugya of Halach.